Begin the current daf, Masechta Baba Basra, daf Samaches. Begin on the third line down by the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had learned in the previous daf, the halacha of Hamoiches HaNerchetz. Someone sells a bathhouse, unspecified. So the Brice elaborate on the halacha by Mishnah and says that there are certain things that are automatically included. And those are the permanent things that are for the utility of the bathhouse. Then there are certain things that are generally not included if it's unspecified, which although they're designated for the bathhouse, but they're movable. But if you say, whatever's inside of it is included in the sale, then that would include those items too. But then there are items, even when you say, is not going to be included, including the pools of water that bring the water to the bathhouse, and the wood that's used for the fuel, and even the rooms that store those firewood, because although that they are used for the bathhouse, but they're not designated solely for that, they're also used for the owner's private usage, and therefore, even if he says, Komashish B'teichi, it would not include these items. But, said the Gemara, if, let's say, he added extra words, and he said, not only am I selling you the bathhouse, and whatever's inside of it, he used the words, V'chol Tashmish of Anim Aichaloch, I'm going to sell you every item that has utility for the bathhouse, then everything is going to be included in the sale, even things like the water pool and the firewood and the room that stores it. That was the halacha that the Gemara told us. So, says the Gemara, a story related to this halacha. Ahud amalei lechavri. Somebody had said to his friend, Beis Habad, the house of the olive press, v'chol tashmishav, and all its utilities, again, that's the extra term, superfluous terminology that he's adding, ani moichaloch, all that I'm selling you. So, says the Gemara, ha'aviyahanu chanvasa, there were these stores that were used to sell bread and wine, that were avroi, that were on the outer part of the perimeter of this olive press house. Now, that additionally, although the primary usage of that store was to sell bread and wine, they also used it to dry out the sesame seeds, which they would use it to make oil out of it in this Beis Habad, in this olive press. Whereas we find in Masechta Shabbos that they would make oil out of sesame seeds. But again, the primary utility of those stores was to sell bread and wine. So says the Gemara, Asla Kamid Rav Yosef. So the buyer came in front of Rav Yosef to ask, when he was sold this Beis Habad, did that include these stores? So he said to him, Tanina, we learned it in this Braisa, which we're quoted from the previous daf, that said, Im Amar, if the seller said, Beis HaMerchetz, I'm selling you the bathhouse, V'chol Tashmish Abad Nimaychalach, and all the things that have utility for the bathhouse, I'm selling you, which is an extra terminology, which this incident also had the word V'chol Tashmish Abad. Said the Braisa, Hari Kul Mechurin. So everything is sold, as we said, even the storehouses of the firewood, which is not even primarily designated just for the bathhouse, it's also for its private usage, which is not included generally when you even say Komashesh B'teichai. But when you add the extra words of Achol Tashmish, it includes it. So Rav Yisrael was telling him, same thing over here for these stores. Although it's not even primarily just for the Beis Habad, because actually it's used to just sell for people wine, to sell them bread and wine, but since it has some utility because they would dry some seeds over there, and therefore since it's B'chol Tashmisha, that would be included. Now on this halacha Rabbi Yisiv, Amalei Abaya asked him, but Vatan Rabchia taught in the Braisa that ain't kula mechurin, that no, not everything is included in the sale. In other words, that these stores would not be included because since they're not designated specifically for the Beis Habad, they're not used just to dry these sesame seeds, they're used primarily actually to sell wine and bread, that it's not included in the sale. So how can you say that it is included in the sale? So Elam Ravashi, rather Ravashi said, Chazina, we see. And that is, there's another criterion in this halacha. If he said, as we said in the case, I'm selling you the olive press and all its utilities, but there has to be an additional factor. And he also said, and these are its boundaries. Now, this, let's say this store is in the boundaries that he drew for him, what he's selling him when he said, I'm selling you all its utility. Then, Kani, then yes, then he acquires these stores because since these stores have some utility for the Beis Habad, because although it's primarily a store, but it also, they use it for drying out the seeds, then it's going to be included. Now, although we said in the beginning of the Perek that when he says these are its boundaries, we said that doesn't mean everything inside of it, it's rather called Mitzarm Hirchavloy, that it's just a more expansive way of describing the area, but it doesn't include everything inside the boundaries. Here we don't say that because here, since what's included in those boundaries, let's say the store, has some utility for the Beis Chabad, and it's also within the boundaries, then we say it most definitely is sold, because that's why he drew him the boundaries including this. And he also used the extra terminology of a Chol Tashmisha. But if it wouldn't be inside the boundaries, then like Kanei, then that's where Reb Chiya said that he has not acquired this chanus, this store that sells the wine and the bread. Rather, like we said from Rashbam on top of the summit from the previous daf, by the Beis HaMerchatz, when you say v'chol tashmisha v'ani moichalach kulam uchurun, even let's say the place where you store the firewood, that besides the fact that you're adding this superfluous terminology, you also said these are the boundaries, and it's in the boundary, that's where we said that then it's going to be included, because since it does have at least some utility, and you added the extra words, and it's in those boundaries, then we'll say it's included in the sale, but that doesn't contradict Reb Chiya, who said it's not included in the sale, because then it was not in, you didn't draw the boundaries to say that, oh, you're also adding it in the boundaries of the Beis Chabad that you're selling. Nothing more continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of these Mishnahs, with this parak regarding when you sell something unspecified, what's included in the sale. Moving on to a larger, it's going from the smaller to larger, from Bayis to Chatzar, now we're going on to Hamechre Seir. Someone sells a city, so what's included in that? Says the Mishnah, Mocher Batim. So the sale of all the houses in the city are all included in the sale of the city. Now, we don't have to tell you that the courtyards of the houses are included in the sale, because that's the primacy of the city. The city means the airspace of the city, which the open areas are the Rishus HaRabim and the courtyards that open up into the Mavuis, which open up into the Rishus HaRabim. So that's for sure. But the Mishnah is saying even the houses in the city are included in the sale of the city. So to Bayri Shichim Ma'aris, these different types of pits are also included in the sale of the city. Merchatzais V'Shevaches, the bathhouses and the dovecots where the doves live, those are included in the sale of the city. Beis Abadim and Beis Ashlachin, the olive press houses and the Beis Ashlachin, which Gemara is actually going to explain what does this mean, Beis Ashlachin. But these are areas, the Beis Ashlachin, which is out of the city, but it's near the city. So they're all included in the sale of the city. Avalois and Metatlin, but not the movable items, meaning even Mani Tashmishti, which are the term that the utensils that are there for the functionality of the city, since they're movable, for example, like the ovens and the stoves, so therefore, as just like we said in the previous Mishnah, is that what's movable is not included in the sale, where for sure, if let's say it's just wheat and barley, which have no connection whatsoever, just happens to be in that space, is not included in the sale, these movable items, even though they function for the utility of the city, are not included in the sale of the city. But says the Mishnah, Bizman Sha'amaloi, but if the seller tells him, He v'chomash b'toicha, I'm selling you the city and whatever's inside of it, then afilo hayuba behema v'avodin, then even if inside the city were animals and slaves, which the Gemara is going to explain what's the even, what would make the animals and the slaves more stringent than regular movable items to think that it's not included in the sale of the city, but what essentially the Mishnah is saying is, then even movable items, harikulam achurim, they're all going to be included in the sale of the city. Now the reason for this is because generally slaves and animals are not considered mani tashmishte, which are the utensils of utility for that subject, which in this case is the city. The animals and the people are the slaves are not intrinsic, even in a movable way, to the city itself. So therefore, says Rashbam, once we see from the Mishnah that the animals and the slaves are included in the sale of the city, so for sure the wheat and the barley and the gold and the silver, which are movable items that don't even move, at least they stay stationary, then it's as is obvious in the Gemara, they are also going to be all included in the sale of the city. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, he adds on, he says, HaMecher Es Seir, if someone sells a city, Macher Es HaSanter. Included in that is the sale of the Santer, which the Gemara is going to explain what exactly that is. Now, the Gemara asks the following question. Omalei Ravacha Bereder of Avi Ravashi says, Shamit Mina. We could infer from our Mishnah that toward in the Reisha, that when you're selling a city, the movable items are not included in the sale of the city. Now, the end of the Mishnah said, but if he said, Komasha B'teicha, and whatever is inside of the city, then said the Mishnah, then the slaves are going to be included in the sale of the city. So what you could infer is that originally, when you're selling a city without saying Komasha B'teicha, then the slaves are not going to be included in the sale of the city. So it says, Ravacha, Bered Ravavia to Ravashi, so you can infer that obviously, Avdi Kimetal Ledami, that obviously slaves are considered by people to be movable items, because the ikim akarka dami, because if in people, when they designate, when they talk about slaves, they consider it as land, nizdavin agav masa, then it should be sold through the city. In other words, we see from the Mishnah that when you're selling a city, which only includes non-movable items, what's called karka, those are included in the sale of the city. But movable items, unless if you say komasha b'teicha, is not included. Now we said that slaves are not included, obviously because people consider them as metatlin, not as karka. Now the difficulty with that is because the Gemara actually asked in Perek Mishameis if we consider slaves like movable items or like land. In other words, what the Gemara's question over there is, if according to the way people speak, do they consider slaves as metatlin or as karka? Because biblically, obviously, slaves do have the halacha like karka, which is that they could be acquired with kesef shtar and chazaka, as the Mishnah says in Masechet Kedushin, Nefchav Beis Mebeis, because the pasuk equates avadim to karkois, as it says, v'snachaltam oisam, that like a bequeath is inheritance, like by land, same thing applies to slaves. The Gemara's question over there is only regarding how people speak. Regarding to someone who says, I'm giving my metatlin to that person. Now, that is what the Gemara's question over there is, that person's intention with that terminology to include slaves or not. Now, the Gemara there does not resolve the question. On that, our Gemara is asking, but why? You could resolve the question from our Mishnah over here because according to the way we see people talk, obviously they consider slaves as movable items, as metatlin. Because we said that someone that sells a city, we assume generally it's going to be on all properties, on all karka. And as we said, all these items that are permanent things that are attached to the ground. And even so, the sale of slaves are not included. Obviously, because we consider, when people speak, that avodim are metatlin, not like karka. Now, that thing responds, no. Vashi said back to him, what? Ve'elamai. So what do you want to say? I'll show you that it's not a proof. Because you want to say, obviously you see from our Mishnah that avdikim metatlidam. Oh, so that's why they're not including the sale of the city, because they're like metatlin. On that, says Ravashi, but then maya filah. Then what does the Mishnah mean when it says, when you say komash shebetech, but if you say not only am I selling you the city, but even whatever is inside of it, even slaves and animals are included in the sale. Now, what does it mean even? That sounds like that slaves are not even like regular metatlin. But why? Why isn't it at least like metatlin? It should be just like all other metatlin. So rather, what do you have to say? Why does the Mishnah say afila? What do you mean afila? Say, when you say komash shebetecha, it includes everything we spoke about, meaning movable items. Why do you say even animals and slaves? Obviously, because you have to say from our Mishnah, even if you wanted to say that avodim like metatlin, is that shani b'metatla denayid, there's a difference between movable items that actually move, meaning that has a living spirit, and that they can go by themselves to another city, like animals and slaves, m'metatla delaynayid, from movable items that don't move, that they're although they could be moved, but they themselves are passive, they're stationary. In other words, you would think to say that even when you say komash yesh b'teicha, and that you're going to be selling movable items, but that they don't move by themselves, but regards to slaves or animals, we would think to say that's not included in the sale, because that would not be considered secondary to the city, because they can move and come and go as they please. And that is what the Mishnah is teaching us, even animals and slaves, that they are included in the sale. So that says Ravashi backed him. Afilatema avda, then I could even say, which therefore that answers the question why the Gemara there doesn't resolve it from over here. Even if slaves are considered for all other halachas kimakarka dummy, like land. Now, so then the question then becomes, if they're like land, then why doesn't the person who sells the city include the slaves, which is like all other karka? Because of the same reason we just explained that you would have to say, even if you say they were like metatlin. Because shani ben makarka denayid la makarka delaynayid. There's a difference between land that doesn't move from land that does move, because the intention of the person who's selling the field is only for things that are permanently in the city and are called based on the designation of the city. But this thing, even though you're going to call it, quote, karka, but since it can leave as it pleases from the city, that's not included in the sale of the city, and therefore that doesn't resolve the question of avdi kemetatli or kemakarka dami. Now the Mishnah concluded that Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, he said, "Amoicher es seir." If someone sells a city, "Mocher es a santer." That includes the sale of the santer. So the Gemara asks, "My santer?" So "Hocher Targimu" here in Bavel, they translate it, it's "Bar Machfanisa." It's the person from the city, meaning it's the slave that's appointed to tell and to show the boundaries of the fields, of whose exactly does each area of land belong to. And he's the slave of the governor of the city. And it's not possible for the city to function without him, because we need to know where each person's land begins and ends. So that's one interpretation of what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means when he says that that is also included in the sale of the city. Shimon ben Avtomas, I mean, he says a different interpretation. It's bage. It refers to the fields that are around the city itself. They're on the perimeter. That's what it means by santer. That's what he adds on to the Tanakam, and he says that's including the sale of the city. Now, on that, the Gemara explains the man de amabar machvanisa. The first interpretation that says that the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is adding on that it's including the sale of the city is this slave that shows the areas of the people's boundaries. For sure, that interpretation would hold that these fields, which are not movable, for sure they're including the sale of the city. But mandama bagi, according to the interpretation that says what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel means with santer are these fields on the outside of the city, they're including the sale of the city. But they would hold that this slave that's intrinsic for the function of the city would not be included in the sale of the city because he comes and goes. Since he's movable, he comes and goes. Therefore, he's not included in the sale according to that interpretation. Now, the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Tanakhama said, Beis Abadim u'Beis HaShlachin, that the house of the olive press and the house of the Shlachin, they're all included in the sale of the city. That says the Gemara Savrua, that the students in the yeshiva thought, when they were asking this question, that my Shlachin, what does it mean when it says stay base, that when it says Beis HaShlachin in the Mishnah, it refers to Bagi, it refers to fields. And that's actually what it usually means throughout Shas, that Beis HaShlachin is the field that has to get that it's irrigated. Now, so they said Bagi, it refers to these fields on the outside. The Chassid, like it says the Pasuk in Iyev. V'shaleach mayim al panei chutzis, that he sends water forth on what's on the outside. In other words, therefore, it's called shlachin, these fields, because it needs the rain. And that's the stay based on shlachin. Now, on that says the Gemara, bishlem elamanda amabar machvanisa. So, if you say that the interpretation of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel when he says santer was including this slave, this servant, so makes sense now, the Mishnah. Why? Amar Tanakama bagi mizdavni, the Tanakama was saying that these fields on the outside of the city are sold along, because that's what he means when he says that the Beis HaShlachin, which are these fields that need the rainwater, that they're including the sale of the city. But Bar Machvanis Lo Mizdaben. But what Tanakama ultimately is saying with his omission is, but this slave is not included because he's a movable thing and he comes and goes as he wants to. On that was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Lamema, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was coming to disagree and he was coming to add on. No, Philip Bar Machvanisa Nami Mizdaben. Even this slave is also included in the sale of the city. But what's difficult is Elaman the Amma, but according to the one that interprets when Rabbi Shimon says Santer, that refers to Bagi, that refers to the fields in the outside of the city. So Tanakama Nami Hochikama, well, the Tanakama is saying the same thing. What is Rabbi Shimon coming to add on to the Tanakama? That's exactly what the Shlachin that the Tanakama was saying means. Now the Gemara says, that's what the Bnei Yeshiva had thought Shlachan means in Tanakama, and therefore they had the question. And that the Gemara answers, Misavid my Shlachan Bagi, do you think when the Tanakama says this, the Beis HaShlachan refers to these fields? Loi, no. My Shlachan, what does he mean when he says Shlachan? It means Gunun Yasa. It means these gardens that are near the city and that are actually inside the city, which pertain more to the city than Bagi. And the reason for that is gardens is fit for people to take a walk in, very similar to one's bias, to one's house. So it's more intrinsic to the city. Now, where do we find that the Shlachin could refer to a garden? Because originally we said Shlachin refers to the Bagi, as we said, Shleich Maim Ampanei Chutzes, which refers to fields that needs the rainwater. Where, according to this interpretation, do Shlachin refer to a garden? Shenem, like it says the Pasuk in Shir Hashir, says Shlachayich, your fields, which are sent forth, pardis remainim, are orchards of pomegranates. I mean, according to this interpretation, they refer to gardens which send forth fruits every single year. That's what the Tanakhama means when he says shlachan. Aval bagi loy mizdavni, but according to Tanakhama, actually these fields on the outside of the city are not sold together with the city. That was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was coming to say, that afilabagi namim bezdavin. Know that even these fields on the outside are also sold, but not that it's coming to include, according to this interpretation of Rabbi Shimon, of that slave. That's one interpretation where the assumption was one way of shlachin, and then the answer was the other way. Ikadami, those say the other way. Savrua my shlachin, that the Bnei HaYeshiva thought that what does the Tanakhama mean when he says shlachin? It means gunun yasa, it means these gardens. So therefore the question is the other way. According to the one that says that Santer of Rabbi Shimon means Bagi, these fields on the outside, that's what's being included in the sale, according to Rabbi Shimon of the city. So makes sense. Amatkama Gininyasa. The Tanakam was saying that the gardens, meaning that's what Shlochin means, that's Mizdaven. That's sold with the city. But Bagi Loy Mizdavni, but the fields on the outside are not sold. On the Vat was that's what Shimulu was coming to say and disagreed. No, that Philip Bagi Mizdavni, that even the fields on the outside are also sold together with the city. Now, however, as we continue to Amud Beis, Elamanda Amma, but according to the one that says that Santir of Reb Shimon means Bar Machvinyasa is the slave that shows where the boundaries of every person's fields are. So then the question is, what exactly is Reb Shimon coming to add on to the opinion of the Tanakama? Because Amr Tanakama Ginyasa, according to this, his interpretation, what the Tanakama was referring to was that the gardens are sold together with the city. But Bagi, the fields on the outside, are not sold. So Umahadele Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Barmach Niyasa? So what? Reb Shimon Gamliel is coming to add on that even that slave is also sold together with the city? In other words, what the Mishnah should have said according to this interpretation is that Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakama and he says that someone that sells a city sells not only the gardens, but also the bagi, the fields on the outside, and the santer, which according to this interpretation means that slave. But from the fact that Reb Shimon only said the word santer, obviously infers that because the Rabbanan had said that santer, only santer is not going to be sold with the city. And on that, Reb Shimon was coming to say that it is going to be sold. So obviously you have to say, like the other interpretation, that since Shlachin, as the Gemara in this second version assumed, refers to Ginyasa, that the gardens are not going to be sold, that's the only thing that's going to be sold with the city. What that obviously tells us, that the Rabban are telling us, but what's not being sold, what is Santer, is the Bagi. And that, what Reb Shimon is coming to add on, is saying that no, that Bagi is coming to be sold. Because if it was coming to say the slave, then what you should first say, the addition first, say Bagi sold, and even Santer. If you're only saying Santer, it sounds like that's actually referring to Bagi and not to Bar Machvanisa. And the Gemara answers, Misa bet my Shlochen Ginyan Yasa, do you think that Shlochen of the Tanakama means the gardens? Loi, no. My Shlochen, what did the Tanakama mean when he's adding on even Shlochen, including the sale of the city? It actually refers to Bagi. The Tanakama holds that even the fields on the outside are included in the sale of the city. Like it says in the Pasuk, as we quoted before, Bishalech Mayim Apanei Chutzis, that he sends forth water on what's on the outside, meaning on the fields. And that's what the Tanakama comes to include, not only gardens, but even the fields on the outside. But that's what the Tanakam was saying. But that slave, which he's naidi, he moved, that's not going to be included in the sale of the field. And that's what Shimon was coming to say, that no, that even that slave is going to be included in the sale of the city, and therefore doesn't refute either one of these interpretations of what Shimon means when he says santer. But the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya to what's the correct interpretation in Reb Shimon's word of santer. Toshima. Rambam brings a raya from the following brisa. Reb Yehuda Eimer, he says, Santer einoi macher. The Santer, which we're going to see what is that definition, as we said, the machlekes, is that's not including the sale of the city. But Ankumus, where he's described of the king who he writes the amount of fields and houses and the people of the city to place the taxes on every single one for the governor of that city, that person is macher. He is sold together with the city. Now, says the Gemara, my love, isn't it obvious? Mid the Ankulmus Gavra, from the fact that this Ankulmus is a person, Santar Name Gavra, so it must be the Santer who is saying is not sold, is also a person. So you see that the in definition of Santer is like that interpretation that it says Bar Machvenisa and not like the one who says that it's Bagi. Now the Gemara says, no, Midi Iria? Who is that obvious like that? I could really tell you that Santer is Bagi, the fields on the outside. And Hakadisa, they're actually referring to two different things. One of them, down Kulmis, is a person. But Santer is not talking about a person, it's talking about the fields on the outside. But the Gemara asks and says, Umi Matzisa Amr Hachi, but can you really say that the way you're answering now, that when Rabbi Huda says regarding Santer that that's not sold, that refers to Bagi and not a person as we had assumed when we tried to bring a raya that both of them are talking about people? Can you really say that Santer Rabbi Huda, it refers to the Bagi, the fields on the outside? But Vaktani Seifa, we learned at the end of that brisa that we just quoted, that it says, as we'll see in the brisa, Napiski Bagi, that these fields on the outside that are actually disconnected somewhat from the city, they're not sold with the city. Now the inference is, as the Gemara is going to show, but that the Bagi themselves are sold. So then how could the Reisha have said Santer is not sold with the city, which you're saying for that Manda Amar, that means to say that Bagi is not sold with the city. But then you have a contradiction, the Reisha to the Sefer, because the Sefer is inferring that Bagi are sold with the city, and only Piski Bagi are not sold with the city, as the Gemara brings. The Braisa concludes there and says, Avoloi Shiyareha, but not the remnants, which the Gemara is going to shortly explain what that means. And meaning that's not sold together with the city. Veloi b'neiseha, and not the maidens, meaning that refers to the villages that are near the city. Veloi chershin, and neither the forests, hamukatsin la, that are designated, meaning that are near the city and open up into the city. Where actually the Gemara is going to ultimately answer and say that actually does not open up into the city. And the words are actually not hamukatsin la, but hamukatsin mimeno. But that's the way we're reading it now, that it's meaning that it's designated for the city. These things are not going to be included in the sale of the city. And so too, the enclosures of wild animals and birds and of fish, these things are not included in the sale of the city, which later on the Gemara is going to explain. It refers to where their openings are actually facing outward of the city, not into the city. That says the end of the Braisa. Now, on that says the Gemara, Varminan Maisha Yari. We said in explanation of this Braisa, in the opinion of Rabbi Huda, what do we mean when we say the remnants of the city, its remnants, that's not going to be included in the sale of the city? We said it refers to Bizlei. It says the Gemara, my Bizlei. So Amar Rabbi says it's Piski Bagi. It refers to these portions of the larger mass of land, which is near the city, but it's disconnected from it somewhat because there's this like bedrock that separates between from these Piski Bagi, and from the city itself. That's why I use the term Shireha, which is like Shirayim, like the remnants. Now, so ask the Gemara, so what you see from Rabbi Huda in the Sefer of the Brice is that Piski Bagi Hudalim is Dabmi. It's only these disconnected fields on the outside that are not sold with the city, because again, since they're distant and disconnected from the city, Habagi Atzman, but the inference is, but the fields themselves, which are on the outside of the city, but they're near the city, they're not disconnected, that Mizdabni, they are sold with the city. So how can you say that Santer of Rabbi Huda in the Reisha, that means Bagi, and it doesn't mean a person like this Ankulmes, but he says that Bagi is not, if you're saying it means Bagi, then he's saying it's not sold with the city, yet it's a Seifa of the Braisi, clearly that it's only Piski Bagi that are not sold, but Bagi itself is sold. Says Gemara, that's not a difficulty. Because Epoch, you actually have to switch around the words of Rabbi Huda's opinion in the Reisha. Rabbi Huda Omer, he says, not that Santer is not sold and Akumas is sold. You have to switch it around, as we're explaining from the Seifa. Santer Macher, the Bagi, because we're interpreting Santer as Bagi, the fields on the outside are sold with the city. Ankumis Eino Macher, this person that figures out the census of how many people and fields and etc. are in the city, he's the one that's not sold with the city. And therefore, we could resolve and say that Santer is Bagi. And that's what Rabbi Huda was saying, that Santer is sold with the city, which is Bagi. But that's what the Sefer of the Braisa actually says. But Shireha, but its remnants, meaning Piski Bagi, that's not going to be sold together with the city. Now, so therefore at this point in the Gemara, Rabbi Huda holds like Santer, now like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Meaning Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the one who said Santer, which we have these different interpretations, which we're trying to resolve for the one that says that it's Bagi, is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says, unlike the Tanakam of a Mishnah, that is sold together with the city. Now, therefore, that's what the Gemara continues with its questioning and says, wait a second. Can you say, which that's what we're saying now, Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Because you're switching around his words. Originally, the Braisa was said that Santer is not sold. Now you're reading it, Santer is sold. Who said that? That was Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah. And that says the Gemara, is that really true that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? But Rabbi Huda, but we can prove that Rabbi Huda holds like Drabbanan of our Mishnah, not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Because the Ketani Sefer, because we learned there at the end of Rabbi Huda's words over there, that he says, and he continues, as similar to the words we've been saying in all these Mishnahs, that if he says to him, I'm selling it to you, not only the city, but whatever is inside of it, then everything is sold over there. But, says Rabbi Huda, either way, if he says whatever is inside of it or not, that Avoloi Shireha, but the Shirayim, these Piski Bagi, are not going to be included in the sale of the city either way, and Veloi B'Nesel, and neither is it going to be including the suburbs, the cities around the city itself. Now, On that, asked the Gemara, but Ve'ilu Reb Shimon Gamliel, but Reb Shimon Gamliel himself, Ha'amar, but he says elsewhere that Machras, if someone sells the city, Machar B'Nesel, he does sell the neighboring towns around the city. The town, like Lenda Braisa. Ha'amachras, if someone sells the city, Tanakama says, Loi Machras B'Nesel, like we said from Yehuda, that he has not sold the neighboring towns. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Aimer, he says, Ha'amachras, if someone sells the city, Machar B'Nesel, he has sold the suburbs but neighboring towns. So how can you say Yehuda holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel? This is the Gemara, it's not a difficulty. Rabbi Yehuda Sava l'kabasei b'chada, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in one area of halacha, u'pal galei b'chada, and he disagrees with him in another area of halacha. In other words, regarding the halacha of santer, which we're trying to resolve for this opinion, that means bagi, he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But regarding b'nai seha, regarding the neighboring towns of the city, of the major area, on that he disagrees with him, and therefore it's not a difficulty for that opinion who says that what is santer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means to say, that it means bagi, the neighboring cities around it. Neither is it a difficulty from the question that we asked. According to the interpretation, it says Bar Machvanisa, it's the slave who he defines and shows what are the areas of each person's land. Now the Gemara then quotes from the Braisa, similar like when we say Amamar, where we quote something that was just said and we explain it. The Braisa said, when you sell a city, what's not included in the sale of the city are these enclosures that have for the wild animals and for the birds and for the fish. That the Gemara Bermina, we learned in a different brace that says that if a city has neighboring towns, einim karsima, that's not sold together with the city. Now, moreover, continues the brace, the hayula chelik echad bayam. This is regarding the sale of a city. If let's say there was a portion of the city in the sea, in other words, since we learned in the beginning of the brace that says that if there's banais, if there's neighboring towns around the major city, it's not sold together with the city. So the inference sounds like, but it's only the banais, the suburbs that are not sold with it, because they're distant from the city, and they're not part of the city itself, and they have their own name. But if, let's say, the city itself had a portion in the sea, meaning like an island, and it's called based on that city, then it would be sold together with the city, because ultimately it's all part of one city. Or if, let's say, b'chelik echad b'yabasha, or let's say it had one part on dry land, meaning like the rest of the city, is just a little bit distant from the city, but it's still called based on the name of that city. Then continues the Braisa, so too Beivarm Shel Chayev Shel Oyv Shel Dagim, so too the enclosures of wild animals and the birds of fish, Harei Elu Nimkar Nima. All these things are sold with the city. So the reason why, the item that the Gemara is bringing the difficulty from is the part of Bat Beivarm. So you see that the enclosures of the wild animals are included in the sale of the city. That contradicts the first place, which said it's not included in the sale of the city. So the Gemara like Kasha, it's not a difficulty. Ha dinagiach kayihi lagav. This is talking about, this last one that we just brought, is talking about when the enclosures of these animals, the opening is towards the city. That's when the second price said it's sold together with the city. Vahab, the first price that said that it's not sold with the city is dinagiach kayihi labar. That's where the opening of these zoo, whatever these enclosures are, open up to the outside, therefore they don't view it as part of the city, and that's why it's not sold together with the city. Now, but still the Gemara asks on this and says, but Bokatani, but we learned in this first Braisa that said, Veloyas Khershin Hamuktsama, neither is included in the sale of the city are these forests that are designated for the city, which sounds like the term that the Gemara is using for the enclosures of the animals is that the Negiach Kiyahu Lagab, that actually this enclosure is opened up to the city, meaning that the forest is open to the city, and still it's not sold with the city. So how can you explain the reason why the enclosure of the animals is not sold with the city because it opens up to the outside? Seemingly the case of the forest is the same thing, but it opens up to the city and still it's not included in the sale of the city. And that says, Ema, you should say, actually the words are hamuktzen heimenu. Not that it's designated for the city, but actually it's mukta, it's separated, it's designated from the city, meaning it's actually open up to outside of the city, and the forest is not open up to the city. And that's why it's exactly like the case of the Bivarin, where it opens up to the outside, and that's when it's not sold together with the city. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of these Mishnayis regarding when someone sells something unspecified, what's included in the sale. So HaMachres HaSad, if someone sells a field, says the Mishnah, Machre Es HaVonim Shem LeTzarka. So the stones that are necessary for the field, which the Gemara is going to explain what it is sold together with the field. Now, although that these are utilities which are movable, and we always said that things that are movable, even though that they're utilities for that item, they're not sold with it when it's unspecified. But since here these stones are permanent for this utility and they're never moved from the field at all, so it's considered like something which is connected and attached to the ground. That's how permanent they are. So they've been sold with the field. So too, the reeds in the vineyard, which are necessary for the vineyard, are sold together with the field. Shigmar will explain what are these reeds. But one thing automatically we understand from a Mishnah in that halacha is that obviously that someone that sells a field, included in the sale of the field are the vineyards themselves. Which then we're saying even the vineyards, the sticks in the reeds, the sticks in the vineyard are also included in the sale of that vineyard. Now the reason for this is because every tree is included in the field itself, whether they be grapevines, whether they be any type of a tree, except as we'll see in the Mishnah, from this Charav HaMurkav and the Sadan HaShikama, as it's obvious from the Mishnah and the Gemara, because as we find in the Gemara in the next daf in Samach Tes and Mabeis, that if let's say somebody says to his friend, I'm going to sell you this field except for the trees, and in that field there were actually grapevines, so what he was telling him was, except for the grapevines. But the inference is, but if he wouldn't have said that, then everything, including the grapevines, would be sold together with the field itself. So included in that sale of the field of the vineyard is also those reeds. And vesatvua shimuchuberes lakarka, also are the grain that's still attached to the ground, is included in the sale of the field. And veschitza sakonim, also included are when there's many reeds that are growing on one branch, where if it's less than a quarter of a kav, then it's not so large, that's considered secondary and bottle to the field itself. So the hut of the watchman is also included in the sale of the field if it's not plastered with clay. Again, so then it's more temporary and therefore it's secondary to the field. And the carob tree which is not grafted yet, meaning that it's still very young, that tree. But, however, if it gets older and then it gets stronger, then they would graft it and then it has like its own designation and then it's not secondary to the field itself. But again, all other trees are included in the sale of the field. And so too, Vespesulas Hashikama. The sycamore tree, when it's very young, before they use it to cut off the branches, but again, when it gets older and it grows much, then they cut off the branches, then other ones grow in its place. That's when it suddenly gets a different terminology, not Besulas Hashikama, then it calls Sadin Hashikama. So when it's still young, then again, it's still secondary to the field. Avoloimacher, but what's not included in the sale of the field, is Loyas Avonim She'en Litzarka, not the stones that are not necessary for the field itself. Neither are the reeds in the vineyard that are not necessary for the vineyard itself. Neither is the grain that's already detached from the ground included in the sale of the field. Now, but says the Mishnah, when the seller tells to the buyer, I'm selling you the field and whatever is inside of it, then all these things are included in the sale of the field. But says the Mishnah, Benkach, whether if he says whatever is inside of it or whether he doesn't, but leimachri, either way, what's not going to be included in the sale is loyas chitza sakonim shehibes reiva, this bunch of reeds, which on one branch is a large bushel, where if it's an area of a quarter of a kav, or veloyas hashemeri sheyasui betit, neither is going to be included in the sale of the field, is the watchman's hut, if it was plastered with clay, so that's already a more of a permanent structure. And neither is going to be included in the sale is this carob tree, which is already older and it's used for grafting. Neither is the sycamore tree that's already older and they already cut off the branches to use it and it grows a lot. These things are considered chashuv, as if they're their own distinct field by themselves. And therefore, like the Rashbam compares it to, it would be like someone who sells to his friend two fields. And there's actually a different field between those two fields. If he tells him that I'm selling you these two fields and whatever's inside of it, that would not include the third field that's between them to be included in the sale, because that's a different item itself. So too, when he says I'm selling you one field, that means I'm not selling you two fields, and the Schitzes Akonim and the Scharav HaMurkav and the Sadna Shikama are considered like their own distinct fields, and therefore, even if he says Kamash B'Teicha, it's not going to include these which are considered as if they're their own fields in the sale of this field.